political struggle for President Obama now as we begin this segment. Last night, the president spoke at the Gala with the Gay Community event. Gay leaders listening in to see if the president would come any closer to endorsing gay marriage. Joining us now is Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC. Good morning, Anna.
Hi.
Also with us is Todd Zwillick, who is our Washington contributor. And I think it's fair to say it takes the pulse of American politics on issues like this. Right, Todd?
What takes the pulse on gay marriage, the president?
All political issues. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I do. Oh, yes.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's your thing.
I wasn't sure exactly
Wake up,
what
Todd.
You were talking
Hello.
About.
Hello. Join us here, Todd. Yes. All right. So, Anna, you were at this gala last night,
That's right.
This was a sensitive moment for President Obama, even though he was on home turf. Listen.
I believe that gay couples deserve the same legal rights as every other couple in this country.
Nice, solid applause. Anna, what was the feeling in the room?
Well, there was a little bit of tension in the room. So then, again, this is the gala for the gay community. This is a fundraiser for President Obama's reelection
right.
effort. These are people who paid $1,250 at least to get in the room, to be there with President Obama. But it wasn't just a rousing reception. There were standing ovations, but there were also some jeers from the crowd. He ticked off his accomplishments in office, talked about repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, talked about ending the Defense of Marriage Act in court, his Department of Justice no longer defending that in
right.
court. But as he ticked this off, people from the crowd started yelling. You can hear that here.
I heard you guys. Believe it or not, I anticipated that somebody might ask.
Slightly tense laughter there, and we should say the backdrop of this event here in New York is the discussion in Albany about actually making gay marriage legal in the state of New York.
Absolutely. This is day after day after day of waiting to see whether lawmakers in New York will vote on a gay marriage bill. So there was impatience in the room, and President Obama acknowledged that. He said, look, this is how progress is done. I expect pressure. I expect pressure from you. But he did not explicitly endorse gay marriage, even though he was repeatedly interrupted. But he did kind of speak in code. He talked about how he absolutely is against discrimination. He talked about equality. He talked about the march of progress and how it comes. And he ended his speech by saying, come with me, work for a second term, and I promise you there will be a second chapter, and I will be standing right there with you. So certainly implying that gay marriage is something he supports, but not going to say it out loud.
But gay Americans probably are not off base in expressing a certain amount of skepticism in the same way. And Todd Zwillick, you're old enough to remember this. The sort of family values approach that Republicans took during the Reagan administration sounded nice during the campaign. But when it got around to actually doing something, I think those groups, and they're very different, of course, from gay Americans, but still it's a kind of a social issue, a moral issue. Those groups really felt jilted by the Republican mainstream in the end, and Obama's having some of the same difficulties on the left with gay Americans, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, John, I think that's largely the case. And as with family values, voters, and organizations now, in those days, as with gay marriage now, this is really about organization and money for President Obama, not so much about votes. I think a lot of the people in that room that Anna's describing last night are going to vote for Barack Obama. Will they pony up? Will they open the checkbooks? They did last night to pay $1,250, but it's a long campaign. He needs their money, and he needs their organization. He had it in 2008. He needs it in 2012, and that's the point.
Todd Zwillick, takeaway, Washington correspondent. Hold on. I want to talk about the Eric Cantor walking out of the debt ceiling talks there in Washington in just a moment. But, Anna, before we leave, what's the next step on the vote in New York on legalization of gay marriage?
We are waiting today to see what the state Senate will say. They are conferencing today, and they will come out of that conference and hopefully let us know if they're going to vote on the bill. Right now, it's deadlocked. There's not enough votes. Not enough publicly committed votes for gay marriage, so we don't know if there's even going to be a vote yet.
Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country. Great work. The politics website for our co-producer, WNYC. Thanks.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.